Before making a hospital visit last Thursday, I stopped at KFC for a quick lunch. Shortly after arrived, there were two police officers who decided to come to the same establishment and get lunch. They showed up, they ordered, and they sat very closely to me. While my hands were covered in chicken grease and honey for a biscuit, the phone inside my pocket began to ring. It rang several times. Now, if you've not heard the ring on my cell phone, I had a very distinctive ring on that phone for multiple reasons. The cops were apparently not familiar with that ringtone, and it caught those guys off guard. They jerked their heads around when that phone started to go off and continued to go off like somebody had shouted gun. The officers finally settled down a bit. And as they settled down a bit, I thought, here are guys who are supposedly off on lunch. Here are men who are supposedly stepping away from duty for a little bit, and yet they are still on alert. Something as simple as a cell phone caused them to react, and react in a very noticeable way. That alertness is the basis for today's lesson. 2 weeks ago, if you were here on Sunday morning, we talked about watering the seed in the lives of others based on 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Last week, if you were here, we looked at the SWSWSW idea that sometimes salesmen use. Some will, some won't, so what? Today we want to look at what I believe is the next logical step in the studies that we've had, the next logical progression. We are people who want to be spiritually alert, just like those policemen were. We want to be spiritually alert as we go through life. This morning, and maybe you've already seen it, maybe you've already picked it up from the screens, it's a little bit difficult to see, and I did that intentionally. But we want to look at the word watch, W-A-T-C-H, and we want to look at that word in terms of an acrostic. The W in watch stands for when. The A in watch is going to stand for the word anywhere. The T in watch is going to lead us to the word teach. C will represent Christ's will. And the H in watch is going to stand for the word help. The word when builds on what we've looked at for the last couple of weeks. When should we try? When should we attempt to water the seed, spiritually speaking, in the lives of others? This is a question that we could answer in principle from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. You may remember that in that passage, Paul said, as we have opportunity. That's a good answer. As we have opportunity, let's water the seed in the lives of others. Jesus made a similar point in John chapter 9 and verse 4. He said, we must work. But he said, we must work while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. If we're going to water the seed in the lives of others, 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 7, it is an activity that we need to try to do on a regular basis. We need to look for opportunities to water the seed in the lives of others. For several years, as long as I can remember, I have had a favorite spot in the house to come in and put things like my keys and my wallet and some other items. Items that I try to keep in that spot, so whether I'm coming or going, they're all going to be in the same spot. Not long ago, Teresa and I had a conversation. She said, no more. Your favorite spot has to be somewhere else. And to make a long story short, the final solution was that I had to come up with a box to hold all the items that I want to hold, whether I'm coming or going. I did a lot of looking for a box that would hold all the items that I believe need to be held. And I could not find a box which would do all that I wanted done. So I finally found a woodworker who makes some boxes, and I thought, this guy, he was on Etsy, I thought this guy could do the job that I wanted to do, and he said no. He said, I make the boxes that I make and no more. But he said, I do know of a guy, maybe not personally, but I do know of a guy who also does some stuff on Etsy, and I've seen his work, and I suggest that you contact him. So I contacted this second man, and I told him that I'd been referred by this other fella, and I was interested in having him, quote, a box for me for this reason. And this fella said, well, I have put all of my building projects on hold. He said, I've had an accident. I fell from a tree some months back. And because of an accident, I've not been doing any woodworking. I've put all of my work on hold, and it's really been a difficult time for me. As we talked a little bit more, he made it clear that he is also struggling from some other health issues. His name's Mike. As Mike and I exchanged an email or two, he finally made it clear that in spite of his frustration with health issues, blood pressure drops, and he sometimes can only stand for a couple hours, and then he's got to find a place to sit down and sit down quickly. He sent me a note a little while later, and he said, look, he said, I need to start smelling some sawdust or I'm going to go nuts. And with that email, he said, I'd like to take on your box project. Seems to have come to him at the right time. He said, if you're not in a hurry, he said, I'll make the box for you. And if you don't like the box,
If you don't like the box, you don't have to buy it. I said, okay. Told Mike to make the box. Over the period of about a month, 4 or so weeks, we shared some emails. And based on Mike's emails, I suspect that he is not an overly religious man. That's at least the inclination that I get. But I have come to believe, over the time that I've corresponded with Mike, that he is a fellow who has apparently a good heart and a place where it might be good to start putting some water. So we'd made a little bit of contact just before Christmas, a couple weeks of emails, and I thought, I'm going to send him, at this point, just a God bless you in an email and see what Mike does with that. Well, he didn't respond. That didn't surprise me too much, but he continued to communicate. He's always been friendly and helpful. And my box has been built. I've got a couple pictures of my box, but I've not gotten my box yet. So I'm wondering if Mike liked my box enough that he's decided to keep it for himself. But anyway, if my box does arrive, and I hope it does, I intend to send Mike payment for the box. And I also intend to include with payment a little letter. I want to tell Mike that my hope is, and I've already started this, my hope is to pray for him fervently every single day for 6 months. And I want to tell Mike that I put his name before the members of this congregation and encourage Christians from here to also pray for him. In that letter, I hope to communicate to Mike that I want to check on his health in about 6 months. When it comes to the 4th of July, that's an easy date to remember. When it comes to about the 4th of July, I'd like to hear from Mike again if he's not been in contact with me part of that time. And at the end of 6 months, I'd like to hear from Mike to know how his health is, whether or not he can walk like he wants to walk, whether or not the blood pressure issues have been resolved. And my hope is that after 6 months of prayer, after 6 months of putting his name before God, that a positive report will come forth from Mike. And if Mike is receptive after the 6 months of prayer to receiving some more information, I'd like to send him a copy of Muscle and the Shovel. You see, it's possible to have some interactions with people like Mike. We never meet them as far as a face-to-face meeting. We may never even talk to them on the phone. But we still can water the seed sometimes from afar. Mike has made me a dandy box. Should have put up a picture of it. And he made it for a price which I think is more than fair. And as I was thinking about Mike and what he was willing to do for me, I think I could take the box and I could be grateful for the box and I could put it to good use. But you know, all that would be good for me. What about for Mike? Isn't there something that can be done for Mike? And there is. We can try to either plant that seed in his life or water that seed. As I think about Mike, I believe that there are lots of Mikes in the world. A lot of people out there who are, in their eyes, or maybe even in our eyes, good people, but they're not Christians. Many of them have good hearts. Many of them are willing to help others. And we, if we're a Christian, can help nudge them forward a little bit by watering the seed. As we mentioned in 2018, if we're a Christian, we want to use this year especially, if we're not in the habit, of looking for times, looking for occasions, looking for instances where we can help water the seed for God. If not today, maybe tomorrow. Pray to God as you hopefully pray on a regular basis. God, will you please let me water some seed? If not today, tomorrow. Last year, about this time, I was speaking with a preacher in the state of Tennessee. And we, as we were talking about different things, he said, my wife and I, sometime back, we were at a restaurant. There was a waitress. And during the course of her helping us get what we needed for the meal, we had a spiritual conversation with her. She seemed to have some spiritual interest, and we talked to her as long as we could that night. And then he said, before we left that city, before we went on to the next leg of our journey, we went back to that restaurant two more times. Not because he liked the food, not because there were some other things on the menu that he wanted to try, but he went back to that restaurant two more times with his wife because he wanted to see if he could water the little bit of seed that he planted. And I thought, good for you. Two more times. They had to eat somewhere because they were out of town. And they went back to that same place when the same restaurant was going to, the same worker was going to be there so he could water the seed. RA in the word watch stands for anywhere. As we think about watering the seed for God, and as we look at this picture, it reminds us that as we look at our world, it is in many respects connected. Connected in ways like it's never been connected before. In fact, it is so well connected that we now have some forms of communication that we may say, oh, we never use that form of communication anymore. We've gone on to things that we like better. We have this form and this form of communication that we prefer. Watering the seed can be done almost anywhere in the world. Are we going to have some people over? Do we intend to have a good time? Great. But still, don't forget about watering the word. For the visitor who comes to services, Get out the can and water the word. For the child who is in the neighborhood who may not be liked, and oftentimes that happens in neighborhoods, look for that child. Plant the seed in that child's life. And then once again, get out the can and do some watering on a regular basis. Our world is literally filled with places which the Christian can seek to put some water day in and day out. Several who are here are familiar with the name of Johnny Appleseed or Johnny Chapman. As you go back and you look at Johnny's life, it's been said that he traversed over 100,000 square miles in the Midwest. Ohio supposedly still has a tree, which was planted from a seed put down by Chapman. Chapman is supposedly a man who carried a sack of seed wherever he went. I love the stories about Chapman. I seem to remember a number of movies that were shown when I was in grade school, but there's only one that I remember, and that was the Johnny Appleseed movie. Johnny understood the we, or the W and the A in the word watch. It was always time to sow some seed somewhere. As we think about 2018, this year is in some respects still a new year. And if you're still thinking about some changes, still trying to work out some changes perhaps for the new year, here's one more to consider. Pray to God. God, make me a waterer. Help me see the opportunities that exist in my life, in my circle of influence. And God, please, increase those opportunities so I can be the best possible servant. History tells us some things, a number of things about the man referred to as Johnny Appleseed. But Christians, as we think about John Chapman, they have a somewhat different method and a different message. Our job is to sow the seed of the gospel as often as we can and wherever we can. We want to be that water, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. One of the greatest things that we can ever do in the world, and there are a lot of great things that we could do, but one of the greatest things, one of the most important things, is to be a water for God. Someone who perhaps never converts anyone at all, but we throughout our lives, at least we're nudging people forward, at least we're moving people in the right direction when it comes to spiritual matters and the spiritual life. Isn't that what Jesus had in mind when he talked about in Matthew chapter 25? Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why, Lord, what did we do? Jesus said, you did some watering. Remember that person who was sick? You remember the visit that you made? All those things that perhaps we thought were insignificant? I had last night a woman write to me, send me an email. She said, my husband is going to preach tomorrow. And the sermon that you, or the Bolton article that you wrote back in 1999 on this subject, he found that material somehow helpful for that lesson. 20 years is a long time, especially to remember a Bolton article that I'm not even sure where it got published. I had no idea that this fella could have picked that up. But you know, that's something that is helping him now, at least in a small way. The acts that we do may seem so small, so insignificant, so worthless perhaps, but so helpful to someone else. That little bit of water that we give. Much of our best teaching is going to come through the example that we live, the love that we show, the kindness, and the considerate acts. And if we work on it, we can become a water, and that's almost an automatic part of life. We may not feel like being a water is a natural part of life. Maybe that's something that we've not really thought about until we've gotten to this year. Some may feel, well, that's not really, as I look at my personality, something that I'm naturally inclined to do. But you know, it is the will of God. It is the will of Christ, Christ's will, the see and watch, that we water the seed. Nudging people closer and closer to God, to living in the right way, is one way to fill the Great Commission. As we look at our society, it's changed from what it was like 40 or 50 years ago. There were people a few decades past who would show up and say, I want to be saved. Tell me what I need to do to become a Christian. By and large, that's not happening now as far as how people become Christians. People generally don't knock on the door and say, I'm here, I'm lost, I'm in sin, tell me what to do. We've come to a time where if people are going to be brought to Christ, typically that's going to come by watering the word. Those small things, those regular right acts that will put people in the right direction. Those little words of encouragement that we give to the young, to the adults, to the people from all walks of life, sometimes asking some questions will help nudge people in the right direction, being a good example, letting people that we know we're doing this, not just because we're a good person, but we're doing this because we're trying to live the Christian life to please God. Jesus once said that he will not confess those who denied him while they lived on the earth. Imagine if we were asked about our watering record. probably a lot of things that we couldn't remember, but suppose we were asked about our watering record at the end of time. Imagine if the Lord said, how much water did you try to dispense? How many times, figuratively speaking, did you take your buckets and you try to dispense that water in various places? We should want, we should not, we desire, we should seek to have arms that are tired because we've tried to water the gospel and then pray to God for renewed strength. People need help. As we think about the watering that we do, it's done in part because people need the gospel. When it comes to help, sometimes there are people who know that they need assistance and they ask for it. But oftentimes there are people who need help and they don't realize it. They think that they're just fine. One of our hymns talks about rescuing the perishing, caring for the dying. The devil hopes that God's people will ignore the spiritual plights of others. He hopes that we're going to say, well, let's sell the watering can. Let's forget about that part of the Christian life. But that's not God's will. God wants us to watch. W-A-T-C-H. He wants us to look for those opportunities which come our way. And oftentimes they're out there. We just need to look. He wants us to see if we can teach people, even if it comes in bits and pieces. I will tell you, my favorite way to teach somebody is to say, hey, here's a person who's interested. Let's sit down and let's go through the book. A, B, C, D, E. Do you want to obey? That's how I like to do it. But you know, it doesn't always work like that. In more cases than not, it does not work like that. It is a process. It's just like raising a child. It would be nice if you could say, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're all done. It doesn't work like that. It would be great if you could get married and you can say, we've got a great marriage. It doesn't work like that. It is a building process. And such is also true when it comes to helping people know God. As we look at life, we need to seek those opportunities, be mindful of opportunities, and use those opportunities. By now, if you know anything at all about our world, if you've been following the news, you know about the false missile alert, which happened yesterday. I can almost guarantee that as you look at the next few days, there are going to be people in the world who are talking about what you now see on the screen. We may not live in the area of Hawaii. We may not be out on the West Coast. But there are going to be some people who are thinking about this alert and talking about this alert. What has happened has caused some people to think about their lives. Will we die from a missile attack? What would happen if we were in a missile attack? What would happen if an alert came out and it were true? Am I safe? Could I be safe? What are my options? This is an opportunity. It is a great opportunity to once again nudge people forward when it comes to the spiritual life. Not that they may immediately say, well, we want to become a Christian. What are the steps? But someone says to us, I'm scared. Are you? We've been given an opportunity to water the seed of the gospel. What would we say? Would we try to somehow reach out to them spiritually and say, why are you scared? That's not the scariest thing for me. The most frightening thing for me is to be delivered into the hands of a God that I'm not prepared to meet. Death comes to all. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. As the world talks about the fear from a missile attack, true or not, it's an opportunity for us to let them know that there is true safety and security in Christ. If someone says, I'm afraid to die, and we hear that sometimes, not just for this reason, we can let them know that there is a hope, that there is a home that's far better than their wildest imagination. Some opportunities to water the seed are simply golden. And here's one. And there may be an even better one tomorrow. The question that you have perhaps already seen in the bulletin, whether that was today's bulletin or the one from last week, it is a question that the elders intend to keep in that bulletin for every Sunday this week. And it's a question that we're hoping that each one here, young and old, will answer each and every week. As we begin a new year, are we off to a good start when it comes to watering the seed? As we look at that little line in the bulletin each week, we're encouraging you to not just, well, yeah, that's what was in there last week or the last month or the last 6 months. We're encouraging you not to do that. Overlook it. We're encouraging you to look at that and actually fill it in. Talk to your wife. Talk to your husband about that. Have you tried? Did you have an opportunity to water the seed of God's word this week? Talk to your kids about it. Make that part of the daily discussion. Can we look at that line and put in a number other than zero? Is that one of our goals? Day by day. All we need to do is try. It's not that we have to convert somebody. We're not asking, how many people did you baptize this past week? No. That blank is for how much water did you try to put down in the last 7 days? If people do not respond well to the water that we seek to impart, we still, quote unquote, score. Once again, it's not about the number of people we convert. We water the seed. I want to be a waterer. How about you?